As Hiccup bobbed upwards on the waves, he could see the shoreline, and suddenly it seemed very distant. Hiccup wasn't sure that he could make that swim back, carrying fish legs all the way, even with Kamikaze helping. This is the trouble with a proper Viking swimming race. It's a game of judgment as well as endurance. You have to be very careful that you don't go out so far that you run out of energy to make it back. "We'd better get fish legs back to the shore then," Hiccup said with a confidence he was far from feeling.
"Carrot, anyone?" smiled Horror Cow, sensing a crisis and swooping down from above in a motherly way. "It will help keep your strength up for the swim."
"Not now, Horror Cow," said Hiccup, and then, trying to sound extra casual, "Horror Cow, maybe you could just flap back to the shore and tell them to send out some rescue dragons for us."
"Righty-ho," replied Horror Cow cheerily, and she flapped off.
"Keep kicking. Keep kicking, keep kicking, keep kicking." Hiccup lost count of the amount of times he said this in the next half hour. For a strange thing was happening. The more they kicked, the further they seemed to be getting from the beach. During the confrontation with Snotlout and Dog's Breath, they had drifted into a tide that was carrying them out to sea. They could no longer hear the friendly shouts of other Vikings. Apart from the sound of their own splashing, they were alone. Alone in a stone-cold sea that stretched out for miles around them.
"I'm getting tired," said Kamikaze, who was never tired.
It is a little difficult to see how their situation could get any worse. But that, as anybody who has read Hiccup's memoirs before will know, is often a sign that things are going to get really, really bad. Suddenly, Toothless, who had been fishing for mackerel, shot shrieking out of the sea only centimetres from Hiccup's ear.
"What is it, Toothless?"
gasped Hiccup as the little dragon hovered above him.
"Something nasty," stammered Toothless, spiralling upwards on shaking wings. "Something nasty down there."
"What sort of nasty?" swallowed Hiccup.
"Toothless, not now," replied Toothless. "Nasty sort of nasty. Didn't wait and see something black."
"What's wrong?" shivered Fishlegs. "What's he saying?"
"Oh, nothing," lied Hiccup carelessly. "You know, Toothless, he's easily spooked."
Keep kicking," whispered Hiccup, looking all around him. "But kick softly."
"Why softly?"
squeaked Fishlegs, beginning to panic and sinking as a result.
"There is something, isn't there? What is it? Dark breathers? Shark worms? Terror fangs?"
"It's nothing," whispered Hiccup soothingly. "You just concentrate on floating, Fishlegs." Then suddenly Kamikaze let out a piercing scream.
"Agh!" She thrashed around in the water for a second, and then she was dragged underneath it by some unknown force.
"Kamikaze!" shrieked Hiccup, trying to hold up Fishlegs and look underneath the water at the same time. "Kamikaze! Kamikaze!" But she was gone.